Okay, we're going to talk about temptation. And the first thing I want to say is that I'm going to be sharing some second-hand information to you about temptation. Because, you know, I'll be sharing only things that I've read from books and what other people have shared to me about temptation. Because temptation for me is a very foreign experience. Since my conversion when I was 12 years old, I haven't been tempted really in my life. Louder reaction, please. I was waiting for that. You actually believed in me. Well, some did. I remember many years ago, before I was sharing my temptations to other people, you know, people really think that I'm such a holy guy and that I'm sinless, etc. I remember one friend told me, "Bo, nakukumpisal ka pa ba?" And I said, "Bakit naman hindi? Eh, anong kinukumpisal mo?" "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I accidentally killed a mosquito." Ganyan. "I was distracted in my prayer for 4.5 seconds. And I had to tell them, you know, no. And that's the reason why I've always, always, always confessed to people what my struggles are, what my temptations are. That's crucial, I think, for Christians to understand. In fact, the reason why I share to you today this talk, I feel it is very personal to me because I'm going to share with you firsthand information. What I've learned as I faced temptation and what I've learned as I fell in temptation, what I've learned as I've taken the stand and been faithful to God in the midst of temptations. James chapter 1 verse 13 to 15 and verse 17. We read together? Ready? "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights." There are four principles that we can pick out from James chapter 1. And the first principle on how we can win over temptation is be realistic. Say that with me. You know, verse 13 begins when tempted. It does not say if you're tempted. It begins by saying when you're tempted. Be realistic. Understand that temptation will come. I was talking to a married woman some time back, and she was telling me something very interesting. She was so distressed. She told me, "You know, Brother Bo, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm attracted to this office mate. He's an expat, Americano siya, guapo, matangos yung ilong, kasi yung asawa ko, pango. Tapos magaling siya mag-Ingles." Sinabi ko, "Baka Americano." "Oo nga." You know, she was so attracted now to this guy. She's a married woman. She felt so guilty. She felt so ugly, so dirty. She was telling me, "Bo, ano-ano nangyayari sa akin? You know, I feel so guilty just being attracted to this guy. Pag pumapasok siya sa opisina ko, nanginginig na ako, kinakabahan ako, nagbablush ako. And Bo, nakakahiya, I'm a married woman. Why am I feeling this way?" And you know, the first thing I told her was this, "Sister, congratulations." And I said, "Huh? Bakit?" "Well, you're a human being. You're a married woman, yes, but you're also a human being. The wedding ceremony did not give you a magical potion that said, 'Ta-da! You will no longer be attracted to anyone else except your husband.' There's no such thing. You will be attracted to other people aside from your spouse. It's normal. Sister, congratulations. I have a few questions to ask. Number one, do you fantasize about him?" "Of course not. I'm a married woman. When those thoughts come to my mind, I brush them aside. I try not to think of them." "Very good. Number two, do you spend time with him alone?" "No. In fact," she was telling me, "this guy comes to me, invites me for coffee, invites me, you know, kung gusto ko daw sumama sa kanya, hatid ko daw niya ako sa bahay. I always tell him no." I said, "Fantastic. You're a beautiful, wonderful woman. Finally, alam mo may meeting ka sa araw na yun, kasama mo siya. Do you have this temptation na sa umaga, pagbukas mo ng closet, maalala mo, uy, may meeting pala ako kasama niya. Pipili ka ng the sharpest business suit that you can wear and yung pinakamaganda. Tapos tatagal ka sa mirror kasi alam mo magkikita kayo. And she confessed to me, you know, Bo, honestly, that's my temptation. You know, alam ko, I'll meet him, I'll have to dress a little bit more. But you know what I do, Bo? I say no. I say no. I dress up the way I dress up any other day. You know, I said, can I hug you? Your husband is one lucky guy. You just are able to respond well to temptations. There's only one thing you're doing wrong. Ano? You're guilty for something that you shouldn't be guilty about. Temptation. Don't be guilty about temptation. You're being tempted. You have feelings of attraction for one guy. It just came. You did not invite those feelings to come. Dumating na lang. Sister, don't feel guilty about temptations. They come. Don't feel guilty about feelings. They come. The only time you're going to be guilty is when you disobey, when you give in to those temptations. And from your answers, what you've told me, you've not been given in. You're doing very well. You know, sisters and brothers, one of the tactics of Satan is to blur the boundaries between sin and temptation. That's one of his tactics. Once the distinction is not there, you're going to condemn yourself because the mere fact that you're being tempted. Be realistic, sisters and brothers. You will be tempted. When you're driving your car and then a bus cuts into you, you're so angry. Blood will boil and then you want to explode and then you want to get your wrench, stop that bus, go into the bus and hit that driver on the head. You want to do that. Now, you could feel guilty because you feel that way. Lord, sorry, forgive me. I feel so angry. You know, God will tell you, why will I forgive you? Wala ka mang ginagawa muna. Kung ginawa mo yun, kasalanan yun. But right that point, when you feel so angry, don't feel guilty. It's just a temptation. If you go and cut him off and retaliate, that's it. Or when you curse. But no. Instead, in the midst of that anger and in the midst of that rage, you know, you pray, Lord Jesus, bless that terrible driver. Amen. You know? And you're able to go against the temptation. Is this clear? Claro ba yan? Importante to. The problem is when you start condemning and feeling guilty about your temptations, you will lose the energy to fight the temptation. And I was telling that married woman, you know, you should be happy. There are two things I just want you to do now. Suggestions, I told her. Number one, may picture ba ng husband mo sa table, sa desk mo, sa office? And she said, meron. Gano kalaki? She said, maliit lang. Sinabi ko sa i-blow up mo. 8 by 11 feet. Yung malaki talaga. Tapos, can you invite your husband to have lunch with you? Tapos, dapat sunduin ka. Tapos, pag sinundo ka, pag nakita mo yung husband, rush to him, embrace him, and give him a 20 to 25 lips-to-lips kiss. In front of everybody, especially that expat. Tell and announce to the whole world that you're a happily married woman. You know? I was just giving these suggestions to her. It's important. I'm going to share later on the other principles. But basically, it's that. I was telling her, be happy. You know, you're able to respond so well to these temptations. You're actually winning. You're a champ. You're winning in this area. Number two, I'm sorry. Before I go on, I just want to clarify this. I've shared this in the talk before, and I'll share it again. I'm sitting in a park bench. I see this woman who's wearing a pink miniskirt. Okay, pink miniskirt, and she may be praying the rosary. She may have a scapular. She may be carrying a Bible. She's probably a member of one of those new organizations, yung New CWL. Catholic Women's Legs. And then she's walking like that. And then I look, you know. Tapos she dropped her pink hanky. And then when she bent down, I saw something pink underneath her pink miniskirt. Now, I'm just sitting like that in the park bench, and then I see that. Now, when I see that, a sexual thought will come harpooning through my brain. Okay? Now, once it's there, is that a sin or is that a temptation? It's a temptation. I cannot stop the birds from flying over my head, but I can stop the birds from building a nest on my head. Right? And so, that's not yet a sin. It's a temptation. The temptation is, I should look some more. Look some more. Hahatid ko pa sa jeep. That's when it becomes sin. But if I just look, and a sexual thought will come to my mind, and I'll say, praise you, Jesus. God bless her. God bless her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then continue reading or doing something. It's not yet a sin. It's a temptation. I shouldn't feel guilty because I've overcome the temptation. It's almost like this story of this guy, you know, he walks in the street and he sees this Pamela Anderson type girl, you know, walking with her miniskirt. And he looks and then he hears God tell him, anak, pumikit ka. Yes, Lord. And then after a few meters, he sees another girl, a Sharon Stone lookalike, and then, you know, miniskirt, and he looks at the girl, and then before even a few seconds pass by, he hears again the voice of God, anak, pumikit ka. Yes, Lord. And then after a few meters, another girl, a woman's whatever, walks in a miniskirt, and then before God will speak to him, he says, Lord, sa itong opportunity na to, ikaw naman ang pumikit. Pag sinabi mo yon, kasalanan na yon. Kasalanan na yon. Are you getting me now? Pag sinabi mo sa Diyos, ikaw pumikit, Panginoon, yun ang kasalanan. Hindi pa, tapos na yung temptation, naging kasalanan na. Pangalawa, the second principle is to be responsible. Be responsible. Once you sin against God, you've got to own the temptation and the sin. You've got to say to yourself, ako. You know, the problem is we can start blaming other people. We can start blaming our childhood upbringing. We can blame our mother and our grandmother, our great-grandmother. We were abused, etc. You know my story. I could easily say the reason why I fall into sexual sin is because of my childhood abuses. I'm sorry, when I was abused as a child. I was sexually abused as a child. That's the reason why I fall into sexual sin. On one hand, it's good to know the factors that caused me to fall into sexual sin because I can bring that into healing and counseling. But sisters and brothers, I cannot say that it's because of that that I fall into sin. I still made the choice to fall into sin. It was still my power to choose. I was the one who opened the door to sin and say, sin, come in. Ako ang nagbukas ng pintuan. Pag binibintang ko ang ibang tao at sinasabi ko, dahil dun, dahil sa environment ko, dahil sa childhood upbringing ko, dahil sa ancestry ko, dahil sa ganyan, kaya ako nagkasala. We are not able to say, ako ang nagbukas ng pintuan para sa kasalanan na pumasok. Kung hindi mo aaminin na ikaw ang nagbukas ng pintuan para pumasok ang kasalanan, hindi mo rin aaminin na ikaw rin ang makakapagsara ng pintuan na yon. Is that clear? Binigyan ka ng Panginoon ng susi para buksan ang pintuan na yon para pumasok ang kasalanan. Ikaw rin na may hawak ng susi para isara. The problem is, when you start saying, nagkasala ako dahil sa kanya, dahil sa asawa ko, dahil sa magulang ko, when you say things like that, you're not owning the responsibility that God says, oh nga, you were abused as a child, but it was still your decision to fall into sin. And it will be your decision to rise up. The other problem is, you know, sometimes God will be confused. I remember I was talking to a man and he was saying, you know why I committed adultery? I committed adultery because of my wife. My wife is a terrible woman. That's the reason why I fell into adultery. I wanted to tell him, you know, God will be confused. God will say, oh, sige, I'll forgive your wife. Sino ang ipo-forgive ko? Ikaw yung asawa mo. Asawa mo na lang kasi siya ang dahilan. Ikaw, hindi kita papatawarin. Hindi mo inaamin na ikaw ang nagkasala. There was a priest, in fact, who was telling me that a woman confessed to him and the confession was like this, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Father, alam mo, nagkasala ako dahil sa asawa ko. Kasi ano siya, talagang tama, talagang irresponsible, selfish, masakim, walang kwentang asawa, blah, blah, blah. 30 minutes! Lahat ng kasalanan ng asawa. Finally, the priest said, oh, sige, tawagan mo yung asawa mo at bibigyan ko ng absolution. Ikaw, hindi kita bibigyan ng absolution. She is not owning to the problem. She is not owning to the sin na siya rin. True, maybe the wife or maybe the husband caused and added and contributed to the problem, But ikaw pa rin. Ikaw pa rin nagsabing oo sa kasalanan. You need to own and say, I was the one who said yes to sin. I will be the one who will say no to sin. I was talking to Nolly. He's our artist in Kerygma. He's 246 pounds. He's huge. He's only 5'5", but he's huge. And he was telling me just 3 or 4 days ago, alam mo po, bumili ako ng yung Abflex sa TV. Ang ganda eh. Talagang, yung talagang, bibilin mo lang daw yon, liliit na yung tiyan mo. So, bumili ako. Hanggang ngayon, malaki pa rin tiyan ko. So, nagbibiroon na kami. Sinabi ko, ginamit mo ba? Ay, gagamitin ba? Akala bibilin mo lang eh. Parang ganun yung power to say yes and no to sin. All of us have it. Ang tanong eh, ginagamit mo ba? Ginagamit mo ba ang susi na yon? Use it. Use it. Third principle. Be ready. Each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he's dragged away and enticed. 2 Corinthians 2:11. In order to keep Satan from getting the upper hand over us, for we know what his plans are. Kailangan malaman mo ano yung mga taktika na ginagamit ng demonyo sa buhay mo. You need to know what strategies he uses in your life. I'll give you a personal example. I am weakest when after a big prayer rally is finished, I gave a talk. I'm so exhausted after all the autographing and all the photographing and all the kamayaning and everything like that. You know, I go home and I feel tired and I feel lonely. You know, that my adrenaline was used up. My adrenaline is now out of my blood vessels. I feel so tired and I feel so lonely. I know that over the years, this has been my weak point. And at that point, I'm so open to temptation. Alam ko, kilala ko sarili ko. And so because I know that, after a prayer rally or after a talk, even after a feast, I know that I'm weak to temptation. I'm just exhausted, I'm tired, I'm open to anything. What I do is I prepare. I get into a group of friends, I go out, I get a book, a very good book, an inspiring book, light reading but very good, that will keep me concentrated and focused in the Lord. I know when I am weak. Do you know when you are weak? Do you know when Satan tempts you? The conditions by which he can tempt you into sin. I don't know what kind of sin, but do you know? Be able to know. Be ready when temptation comes. There are 4 steps by which sin enters and destroys our lives. Number 1, each one is tempted when by his own evil desires. Desire, number 1. Desire is the first step. You know, desires are given by God. God gave us desires. Desire to eat, desire to drink, desire for sex. These are things that are good. They're given by God. But once it's out of control, once they are placed in areas that are not designed by God, they become sin. Number 2, deception. He is dragged and enticed. Satan will deceive you. Satan does not appear with 2 horns and a tail and have sulfuric yellow skin. That's not the devil. He will not appear to you in that way. He will appear to you as Richard Gere or as Brad Pitt, you know, handsome, irresistible. He's going to deceive you. He's going to say, look at me, you know. I can win you and I can give you good things. The problem with deception is he'll say, by the way, how do you eat an elephant? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Satan will not say, oh, kainin mo tong elepante na to. No, he'll cut a small piece. Oh, tikman mo. Sin enters in our lives one bite at a time. That's why I was asking that married woman, pag alam mong may meeting ka sa lalaking yon, sa expat na yon, do you have that urge na magdadamit ka ng mas maayos? It starts there. Once you start, you know, combing and preparing and once you say yes to those coffee breaks and hatid ka sa bahay, once you start there, those are the small bites. And then sin will enter. And before you know it, you'll have a full-blown affair if you won't watch it. I read this story of this rock star. It's a tragic story. He has a when he was very famous and successful, he had a pet lion cub. Like a pussycat, yung leon. Cute, you know, when house guests come, tuwang-tuwa sila, pinaglalaroan nila yung lion cub. After some time, this lion grew, and it had a cage inside its house. This rock star was outside, and he heard screams from inside the house. Screams from his two-year-old boy. When he entered the house, he saw that the lion had broken through the cage and was violently mauling his two-year-old boy. That kid died. Now, who among us will have a huge lion inside our house? Anyone? No one? But who among you would be tempted to have a lion cub inside your house? Some of us will. Cute eh. Ganda. Magandang paglaruan. Sin is like that. It enters as a lion cub. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you that question. Have you allowed little lions to enter your life right now? Before you know it, they'll destroy your children, your marriage, your family. Don't let little lion sins enter your life. Amen? 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 Is that a deal? Once you see a little lion cub, throw it away. Throw it away. They don't belong to your house. Protect your children. Protect your family. Protect your future. Protect your marriage. Protect the things that are valued to you. Sin will destroy your life. Third, then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. Three is disobedience. And number four, death. Brothers and sisters, sin destroys. Understand, sin is not cute. Sin is not handsome. Sin destroys your life. And it will destroy not only your earthly life, it can destroy your eternal life. The fourth principle, be refocused. Be refocused. What time is it? Be refocused. Verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Brothers and sisters, think with me. James was talking about sin, and then suddenly he focuses his attention to something else. He refocuses his attention on every good and perfect gift that comes from God. James gives you a clue on how to deal with sin. Refocus your mind. Change your mind. Cut off any connection with the temptation. You're being tempted? Cut it off. Never argue with the devil. Say that with me. Never. Never, never argue with the devil, because the devil will always win. He will. There was a married prayer group leader who was talking to me 2 or 3 years ago. I pray for him because I don't know what has happened to his life. He was telling me that he had this single woman, single sister in his prayer group at Minsan. He had a fight with his wife. And so after the prayer meeting, he started talking to this single girl. Tapos he began by saying, alam mo, things are not too well with my wife and I. Medyo nag-aaway kami. Women, married women and single women, if a man would start his dialogue in that way, warning bells should siren in your hearts. There's something wrong here. Because he has no business telling you about the problems in his marital life. He should say that to his leader. He should say that to another guy. It's important that you understand that you do not open up yourself. You know, what you do is you get your Kerygma magazine and say, ito, counseling center number ng Light of Jesus Community, tawagan mo. So this is how it began. He says, nagkakaproblema kami ng misis ko. And so the single sister says, ah, talaga? Oh, ano naman? Ano nangyari? So kasi ganito. So she starts sharing. Tapos umiyak pa daw siya. Tapos yung single sister naman, nag-share rin ang kanyang mga problema. So yan. Kompleto na yung ano. Halos kompleto na yung recado. Tapos, after some time of doing this, of sharing, they became close, sharing. Finally, you know, at one night, after the prayer meeting, this guy says to the single sister, alam mo, ayoko sana sabihin sa'yo to eh. Pero, sasabihin ko na rin. Parang siguro si Lord, ay, alam mo palang dapat hindi mo sabihin. Ba't mo sasabihin? You know? Pero siya, alam mo sister, I'm having feelings for you. Yung sister naman, ha? Talaga? Naku, anong gagawin natin? Naku,
And you know, the guy says, siguro we should stop doing this. Talking to one another na ganito, na tayong dalawa lang. Oo, siguro. Sige, maybe we should just pray. So, magdadasal sila. Siyempre, mag-holding hands. Lord, we pray that we won't see each other anymore and will not talk to one another. And a single sister says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless. Bye. Bye. The problem was, when he talked to me, he said that they've done that for 16 times already. They've done that again and again and again and again. Oh, ito yung last na, ha? Last na. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. They were arguing with the devil. Arguing with the devil. You know, all that prayer group leader had to do was, teka muna, I think I'm being close with this girl. I'll just stop. You don't have to tell her, I'm having feelings for you. No more. Just cut. Cut off. Say that with me. Cut off. Cut off. Cut off. Don't argue with the devil. Cut off. Look what Joseph did. You know, Joseph was a slave of Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife wanted him, right? And what, you know, Mrs. Potiphar was there, and she was playing with her belt and exposing her leg and saying, Joseph, you know? And Joseph was there sweeping the floor, and he said, what do you want? You know, and Potiphar says, come here, I want to talk to you, you know? And Joseph said, I'm sorry, I can't do this, bye. He runs. He runs so fast that he had to leave his cloak. Kaya there was evidence A. He had to run. That's what we do when temptation comes. We don't argue. We don't debate with the devil. We don't discuss with the devil. We cut off right away. Imagine if Joseph was like you and me, sweeping the floor, and then Potiphar's wife was there. Oh, Joseph. Yes? Can I talk to you? I really don't know. Joseph, I'm lonely because I'm having problems with Potiphar, your boss, because he's so busy going here and there working, and I'm just so lonely. I have so many problems. And Joseph is there. Oh, what can I do? Can you be my friend, Joseph? Shouldn't you have friends, like women friends, Mrs. Potiphar? Yeah, but you know, I feel so comfortable with you, Joseph. By the way, don't call me Mrs. Potiphar. Call me Sylvia. Sylvia. But you know, yeah, I could be your friend. I mean, but really? Oh, Joseph, you make me so happy. Can you hold my hand? Hold your hand. And you know, Joseph would be saying, there's nothing wrong naman talking with her. Hindi naman kasalanan yun. There's nothing wrong naman holding her hand. Wala naman kasalanan yun, di ba? So, what's Joseph? Sometimes, can I just, you know, call you anytime and we'll have, you know, we'll talk and we'll share and then, you know, get to know one another more and, you know, be more intimate. And Joseph, can you give me a hug? It all starts when you start discussing with the devil. Joseph did not do that. He just cuts away. He just goes away. He just runs. Whatever sin you're going through, whether it's cheating, whether it's greed, whether it's selfishness, any kind of sin, cut off. Refocus your mind. You're sinning in the area of worry. You're worrying and worrying and worrying. Refocus your mind. Stop thinking of those things. Don't deny. Don't deny. Yes, admit before God that you have these thoughts. But you refocus. You start focusing on what's good, on what's true, on what the Lord is doing in your life. Claro ba? Amen? Number one, be realistic. Number two, be responsible. Number three, number four, be refocused. And know that you will win and overcome temptation because God has given you the key. God has given you the ability to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Brothers and sisters, it's a time where we can just pray and ask the Lord for His grace to be with us. Let's pray together.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for your people. We pray for all of us who are being tempted in one way or the other, in many other ways. We pray, Father, for the strength to overcome temptation. Give us that strength in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, say this with me. Jesus, I am responsible for opening my life to sin. I have the key to close the door. I'm sick and I'm tired of being a slave of sin. I want to be free. Give me the power to be free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have our offertory. Those of you who want to be shepherds or subscription evangelists, drop it in the collection basket. Drop also your welcome cards. Towards the offering, pray this prayer of faith and trust. I trust in you, Lord, that when I offer this to you, you will use it for the work of building your kingdom. And when I offer this to you, you will bless me 100-fold, providing for all my needs, because I believe you are Lover King. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Who wants a blessing from God? I do. And we all do. Let's pray. Say this with me. Lord Jesus,
bless my life
for the next 7 days. Enrich it with your presence. I want you to be king
over every day.
Every hour,
every
minute,
every moment,
every word,
every thought,
every deed.
Fill me, Lord,
with your presence
this week.
May I fight temptation
with you
and your power.
Teach me,
train me
to refocus my heart,
to refocus my mind
on the good things,
that you're doing in my life. And I thank you for blessing me
for all
the blessings that I need.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God is good. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord.